This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have open phones throughout this third and final hour of this Friday transmission. I will be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central live. And, of course, we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central time with InfoWars Nightly News. I've got a ton of news coming up. Bathroom cameras in Russia. Oh, Russia's got its share of Big Brother problems. I'm going to tie that into Kentucky police set up eating while driving checkpoints, illegal checkpoints. They just put the cop up there announcing the criminal activity like it's no big deal. We're going to talk about that. Brain implants, a whole promise for restoring combat memory loss. More news coming up. But first, your phone calls. Let's talk to Steve in Ohio. Let's talk about Bob Barr. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I've been following you since you first came out, bought your first video. I've been listening for ever since you first started on the air.
No, you just reminded me. I said Bob Barr's not perfect. Under the heat and the pressure of it, he supported the Patriot Act. Later, he criticized it. I think that's one reason he left Congress. Next time he's on, I'll raise the Patriot Act with him.
Yeah, I would appreciate it if you could try to get my... the man who is running in my district, Congressional District 14 here in the state of Ohio, we have a real Liberty candidate who was one of six Liberty candidates, Tea Party candidates, that we managed to get elected. The Ohio Republican Party was coming after their seats. He was smart enough not to just get the petitions to get back on the ballot for his state representative seat, but he also got the petitions to run for Congress against David Joyce here in Ohio, who was given the ballot position for Steve LaTourette.
Sure. Well, so, just so you know, Bob Barr is a national figure. He's probably going to get back in. If he gets support, he'll be more of a libertarian. I think he's a good guy overall. He's done a lot of great work. I agree with you. He's done some things I don't like, and I should have raised that, and I'd forgotten that. Next time he's on, I'll bring it on. But if I remember, I brought it up to him before, and he said, well, that was an earlier version, then it got changed, and it was the political pressure, and it's been misused, and now I believe areas of it should be repealed. In fact, I know he said that, and so that's why I kind of put that to bed in my brain as political. But here's the deal. I try to promote Campaign for Liberty. I try to promote a lot of people out there politically who are libertarians, and I just say support libertarians running as Republicans in your area. And talk about how important it is. The problem is I get besieged by folks that are going to run for Congress or run for state house. And my problem is if I can't remember what Bob Barr did that made me upset, how do I vet all these people that folks want me to have on? And then it just becomes a big political drumbeat. You see what I'm saying?
It did score 100% on the Campaign for Liberty questionnaire, candidate's questionnaire, when he was running for state representative. And he was forced basically to have to run for Congress against David Joyce because the Republican Party was coming after his seat because he would not toe the party line.
No, I know. The rhinos and the Republican leadership are there. They absolutely keep people on a short leash. Look, the Republican establishment's gone after Bob Barr before. And that's what I'm telling you is they want absolute Boehner type, John Boehner types. You know, they'll go play golf or whatever with Obama. Zombie or whatever his name is. I'm sick of it. Good to hear from you, Steve. I'm just saying it would kill the show in short order if I started just having the hundreds of candidates on talking about what they're doing and this guy and that guy in the state. 95% of our audience, you know, isn't in Ohio and they don't know what you're talking about is the problem. So people just need to support those people in their areas. But, you know, we supported Rand Paul when he ran, Ted Cruz, against Dewhurst, you know, all of it. And then as soon as they get in, it's a political fight to even get them on the show. I don't even need to get them on once they're in. Our ratings don't go up when I get them on. I'm trying to get them into office. It's the reason I'm having them on the show. I'm sure Bob Barr will come on once he gets elected. I can get Rand Paul on.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you ever wanted to get off the grid and start generating your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with a time-sensitive solar generator offer from Solutions from Science. Remember, solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun. Here's the good news. Our Power Hub solar generator on sale now is one of our most powerful solar generators, and due to an overwhelming demand from our customers, we've recently restocked this remarkable solar workhorse. The Power Hub is easy to use. Just point, plug, and power up. Even better, with dramatic price reductions on the Power Hub, with bonuses worth thousands of dollars, there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electricity. Go to SolarGeneratorFreedom.com to learn more. That's SolarGeneratorFreedom.com. Get off the grid. Go to SolarGeneratorFreedom.com. That's SolarGeneratorFreedom.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There have been times,
every time that I look.
Lines.
All these lines,
my old face, the past is gone.
The past is gone.
My life went by like dust to dawn.
It went by like dust to dawn.
Isn't that the way?
Isn't that the way? Everybody's got their dues in life.
And all my scars and tribulations now are treasure to me. Yeah,
I know.
Nobody knows
where it comes and where it goes. I know it's everybody's sin.
You've got to learn to lose to know how to win. That's simple, folks, and they don't want you to ever learn how to lose to know how to win. They don't want you to ever compete. They want you to live in a cage. There are more articles out today about how video games are brain damaging children. And I love how all the video game heads will get real aggressive and say, hey, my games aren't a problem. I can do whatever I want. And I'm like, fine, go ahead. I do stuff that's bad for me too. Eat too much, stuff like that. All I'm telling you is that If you play video games once a week for fun as a distraction, it's healthy. Studies show that. And they've got some games that teach you math and stuff like that. I let my kids play. But on average, it's destroying social skills. It's destroying the language. It's rewiring the brain. It's lowering IQ. It is a fact. And television does the same thing if it's not interactive. When I say interactive, our broadcast is really like a film book. We have articles. We have documents. We have video feeds. In radio, you have to image what I'm saying. That makes neural connections and increases IQ and cognitive function in every study. Look it up. Reading, you have to image it all, so that gives you a brain boost, even more than radio. Flat out, spectator television is so weaponized, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a new story. Video game leaves teenagers morally immature, a study reports. That's just an example. But I just love how video game folks, if they think you're even criticizing it, they get so angry. They get so mad. And they go, well, why are you in video games then? You're in a bunch of them. Not a bunch. I think I've done voiceovers for 3 big video games. A couple, they just stuck me in without asking me. But look, the whole point is, sure, put me in all of them. I don't care. The whole point is we're trying to take over the culture for liberty. We're trying to hijack things for liberty. Speaking of hijacking, Turkey, we're going to your calls. Turkey F-16 scrambled. How do you say the name of that Russian town? You think I'd know it. Sochi. Turkey F-16 scrambled to foil Sochi hijack attempt, AFP reports. Turkey scrambled a jet Friday to force down an airliner from Ukraine after a would-be hijacker on board to Sochi, where the Winter Olympics opening ceremony was underway. Turkish officials said. Turkish media reported the Ukrainian man brandishing a detonator, a thermal detonator, tried to gain access to the cockpit of the Airbus A320 aircraft operating by Turkey Pegasus Airlines. He was overpowered by security forces after the airliner landed at Istanbul's Sabiha Gökçen Airport. A Pegasus Airlines plane with 110 people on board had to land at the airport because of a passenger who threatened passengers with a bomb. And it could be a crazy, could be a real extremist, but it's probably a mentally ill, drugged up person that an intelligence agency put on the plane. And because we know that with the underwear bomber from 4 or 5 years ago, that was completely staged. That came out. We had eyewitnesses that saw it, but it later broke, even in Congress on C-SPAN. And you've seen the Saudi intelligence saying we're going to bomb and attack the Olympics because you're not letting us have Syria. I mean, this is really a serious situation. And they have been hyping up that Russia isn't safe and the Olympics aren't safe to create fear and sell the idea that we've got to live in a police state to be safe, but also to discredit Russia. And not that Russia needs a lot of help discrediting itself. Old Soviet habits die hard. We've adopted them here. Russian official, CBS Radio reports, threatens that hotel surveillance video records you in the shower and in the toilets. And they said, so don't try to flood the buildings. Don't try to leave the water on. And don't pee on the floor. I'm not joking. This is what it actually says. Because we're watching you. And did you know for at least 15 years, they have cameras at highway rest stops in the toilets, like above the toilets. And they've gone in public schools the last 15 years, all over the place. And I used to tell people, like a local news article about it, back before this was well known, people would go, you crazy liar. There's not cameras in the bathrooms at high schools. There's no NSA spying on us. There's no need to fear. Big government is here. You can keep your doctor. You have a business. You didn't build that. It's now Underdog / meets Marvin the Martian. Maybe that should be the new voice for Obama. Remember, we're talking about him. Family of woman who led cops on Capitol car chase suing police. Yeah, that poor woman ran into a checkpoint, got scared and ran. And she didn't have any reason to run. She only got killed. I mean, there's nothing to be afraid of, poor lady. So that's just some of the bizarro-ness that's going on. I got a bunch of news. It's really important, but I'm going to go to your calls as promised. I'm going to try to move to each caller quickly, so get ready. We're going to go to Mike. Then we're going to go to Lou and Frederico and Mike and Robert. So start your engines. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, brother, thanks for having me. How you doing today?
I'm good, brother. Good to talk to you.
You too, brother. Hey, sipping on some of that coffee. You guys got to go out and get it. Some of the best stuff I've had. I look at the Olympics real quick. It's funny. All these horror stories, you hear all these journalists come out flooding with stories from hotels, et cetera. And yet that is where we're moving in this country. We look over at Russia and say, oh, my God, that's horrible. And whether it's conditions of living, surveillance, that's what we're moving towards. Lastly, wanted to get your opinion on the attacks on our grid out here in California. I've got a relative with PG&E who says they really just hid the terrorist aspect of that to, again, drum up fear later on. But they check on us with these checkpoints and yet don't watch our power grids. Want to get your thoughts on that, brother.
Well, the checkpoint is meant to train you where they fully control the population. There's no Fourth Amendment, and everyone is a slave until completely destroyed, not even guilty until proven innocent. We're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Now we're guilty until proven innocent. Now we're just guilty, 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 guilty. And from California to Kentucky, they have all these federally funded checkpoints where we're going to make sure you're not eating. We're going to make sure we're going to rifle through the vehicle around the world. Meanwhile, you know, the government's totally run by criminals. We're overrun just by tyranny. It's a great point. But, yeah, Russia is trying to reform itself and trying to go in the right direction. Though Putin's had to crack down, and I don't even agree with what he's done, because the West is trying to overthrow his country. Just like the West is trying to overthrow and destroy Ukraine. They want to destroy Ukraine because once they've done that, they can come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. That's why these new State Department recordings that were probably recorded by the Russians or somebody, the State Department's freaking out about their phone calls being released. You know, not only the West has an NSA, folks, and it's the ambassador on the horn with a State Department official, and the audio is up on Infowars.com. There's a bunch of cussing. I'm not going to play it. And they're like, F Russia, F the EU, just bring down the country. And that's what the goal is. They don't, it's just order out of chaos. It's destroy everything. And that's what they do. Let's go, thank you, Mike. Let's go to Lou in Pennsylvania. You're on the air talking about the most beautiful woman. Her heart is beautiful. The most wonderful, truth-telling, wholesome woman in the world, Hillary Rodham. Oh, my goodness, make her President Clinton. And, of course, if I don't like Hillary when she runs, it's because I'm against women. Just like if you don't like Obama, you're against blacks. It's not that he's a horrible person. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I can't imagine how she could possibly be considered a front-runner for the next presidential election.
I can't imagine that young women like her.
Well,
can you imagine if you were a young woman getting in bed with Janet Reno or somebody like Hillary Clinton? I mean, I'm sorry I have to talk like that, but let's just get down to brass tacks. This is. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, when Vince Foster was killed, immediately, Bill and Hillary came out saying, oh, what a terrible thing, he committed suicide. And coming to that conclusion, when it seems to me the circumstances were quite suspicious, that at the least they would have some reserve and hold back judgment on how he died. And then to see this evidence that came out about what was really not a suicide at all. Within Foster.
Oh, and, no. Hillary's a nice person. She never did anything wrong. She's a nice lady.
What do you think of the Clinton Chronicles? It's this long, documentary.
I used to air it on Access Television when it first came out, like in 1996. And they got a couple more came out of that. That was Jeremiah Films. I've interviewed the head of Jeremiah Films many times, and who's one of the main witnesses on there? I've interviewed him so many times. He talks even more like this than me. What's his name? It'll pop in my head in a minute. But, No, when you know how bad the Clintons are, and then they try to make them like Hollywood stars. Look how beautiful Hillary is. Look how wonderful Michelle Obama is. Michelle Obama looks like a snapping turtle or something. I mean, you know. And it's not because she's black. The media will probably say that. I have a lot of beautiful black women out there. Beautiful women of every, you know, quote, derivation. But Michelle Obama was like a crazy vampire crossed with a snapping turtle. I mean, Hillary looks like a pile of dog crap.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
From 1946 to 1989, during the period known as the Cold War, the enemies of freedom sent teams into their own citizens' homes in order to place listening devices and cameras. They tracked the movements and personal relationships of anyone they could in order to preserve the power of the state. 25 years later, you carry a tracking beacon with you and bug your own homes with your cell phone. History is repeating itself.
Tear down this wall.
Go to privacycase.com today and get a privacy case. Let's protect ourselves from this high-tech iron curtain that is trying to crush our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. Go to privacycase.com today and use coupon code GCN for 10% off. Privacycase.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. At TheUltimateKnife.com.
Because it, quote, shows aggression. Now, I'm not saying this is a good thing. It might be a bad thing. But in the old days, at orphanages and at homes for disabled children, they would take the teenage boys that were aggressive and fighting each other and have weekly boxing matches. Because they found, if you let everybody fight in there, People don't get hurt as bad, and they get their energies out. That's probably what happened here. CBS News reports Hampton's group home workers allegedly ran developmentally disabled fight club. Well, I mean, I know people, and I was talking to a guy today who has a good friend who's a powerlifting coach, and you know, he runs the school's basically the Down syndrome group for a big Houston school. He was telling me for all those kids, they go in there and powerlift and all the rest of it, and they got boxing things for them and everything. Now, if you do that, well, you're going to go to jail. So there you go. But then they'll just go out and beat each other to death on the side of the street instead of in a boxing match. I remember getting in fights when I was in like an eighth grade, and the coaches would then go and get boxing gloves. It's only happened a few times because that was being phased out then. And would say, all right, go ahead, after school, go ahead and beat the hell out of each other. And we weren't mad at each other at the point, ended up being friends, but we ended up punching each other for about 30 minutes. And now you're going to go run around the field 10 times and then laugh at us. And they just don't do those rites of passage anymore, folks. And that's what's going on here. Now, it's one thing if you make prisoners fight, and that's an old tradition. And some of that's come out in the news, but they can just turn anything into something bad now. And this might be. If they're making them do it or something, it's a bad thing. Let's talk to Mike in New York. Mike, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, great to speak with you, Alec.
Hey, buddy.
You had me cracked up there about Hillary's description of a pile of dog crap. Maybe it should be the reverse of your police issue of the magazine with you on the cover and the horns in the background. Maybe she could have a halo on her head.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Mom, you know, I can use childish humor against her because she's already committed every crime. We can already politically show all the horrible things she's done. But I'm just sick of her being promoted like a celebrity. Her and Michelle Obama, I mean, they're two snapping turtles, man. Two crazy-looking, crazy-eyed-looking ugly women. And I got to hear all day about how beautiful and smart they are. And I mean, I'm just sick of it. I mean, they just force-feed us this political class of scum, and then no one is allowed to criticize them in the mainstream media or they're fired. I'm done. I mean, I'm sick of Hillary Clinton in my life. I'm sick of her. Aren't you sick of her?
Absolutely. I could go on with the story, but let me get to my other points. You just chuckled me so much. A little astro trivia for yourself and your listeners. I think today was the first time I heard you. You're going to turn 4-0 next Tuesday. Who do you share that birthday with, month and day? One of your great mentors and mine as well.
I know Burt Reynolds has the same birthday.
Really? Try George Washington.
I think he does. Guys, look up George Washington the day he was born. Lincoln's the day after. I have George Washington's birthday. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Right. I like George Washington.
Absolutely. Let me get into my main story. I've had been on disability since cancer surgery last spring, and I've been in business for 35 years and got nothing to show for it. But to what I've relied on is the basic SNAP programs and the HEAP benefits and so on and so forth. So we've recently had, after the elections, a change in county executives, which was a different party until he brings all his cronies in. We got a temporary acting social service commissioner. And I filed online for my recertification, which is required every 6 months biannually for the SNAP program. And I got a call from a vocal interview over the phone, and to make a long story short, what they're telling me now is that if only I pay my expenses like property and school taxes, are they recognized? So I contacted my newly elected congressman, which, by the way, Sean Patrick Maloney, is only the second homosexual gay in Congress to get married or to be married.
I want to know what you think of Cuomo saying, if you're pro-life or pro-gun, get out of the state. That is an outrageous, impeachable statement to tell people, get out of the state if I don't agree with you, by this chief law enforcement officer. It's pretty outrageous. Good to hear from you. Very interesting. By the way, they were just looking at who I share birthdays with, Sarah Palin, Thomas Edison. This is bizarre. So, I never talk about my birthday. Everybody says I got to do something big for my birthday. You know, I want to just spend it with my children. I think that's what I'm going to do on my birthday. But who knows, folks? We'll be right back with more news, more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy, GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus, superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You got it.
FEMA Region 6.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Roosevelt was born on February 11th. General Rommel, the Desert Fox, was born on February 11th. Jennifer Aniston was born on February 11th. Kelly Rowland, a singer, born on February 11th. Now, this is the really weird one. That's not Sheryl Crow or Thomas Edison or Burt Reynolds or Sarah Palin. Alex Jones, the BBC, one of the top shows on the BBC the last 5 years. Alex Jones, 39, of Wales. She speaks Gaelic. I was on her show, but they did it taped, so I wasn't on with her. And I want Alex Jones on the show. She was born the same day as the same name, and I've looked her up. She's from Wales. Her first language is like Gaelic. She speaks Welsh, and she also speaks English. And she's a big TV star over there. She's on Dancing with Stars and all that stuff, too. The point is this woman was born on the same day in England. I was born in Dallas. She has the same name, and she's in media. That's why if you Google Alex Jones and click images, half of them are her. How crazy is that? Let's search Alex Jones and put her up. Let's see. There's a bunch of people born on that day. Leslie Nielsen. Now, that's really cool. The guy from Forbidden Planet. So many other people. I'm not going to go over all these folks born on February 11th. Oh, my gosh. Zsa Zsa Gabor? This is really getting weird. Oh, and there's all these new people. I don't know who all these people are. Very, very bizarre. That Lloyd Benson. Oh, yeah, Jeb Bush. Don't forget that. Jeb Bush shares my birthday. That is not the most flattering photo of Alex Jones you found. Just type Alex Jones into Google and show it to me and her. It's interesting. Look, I don't usually cover mindless factoids, but I guess my 40th birthday is kind of a big deal. I'm not even worried about becoming 40. It's just like life goes by. It seems like yesterday was my mother's 40th birthday party in Dallas, Texas. I remember that birthday party because I was a teenager by then, and when they had parties, they wouldn't notice, but I ran off with a six-pack of beer with my friends down to the golf course to drink it. And I think I was like 14 when my mom was 40. I don't know. It's just crazy how life goes by. Okay, I got a bunch of news I need to get to, but first, let's go to your calls as promised. 800-259-9231. Let's move quickly now, because the callers are all great, but they're kind of telling long-winded stories here. Just give me your point, give me your question, we'll go to the next person. Robert, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, from Florida.
Hey, Alex, real honored to be here. Been listening to you for about 5-6 years. I pretty much support you. I buy your stuff. I spread the word the best I can. I just got 2 points I want to make real quick. Yesterday, in this, concerning the subway issue, I was in a restaurant, and I come upon some gentlemen that were ordering subs, and I found a little USA Today clip that they had. You know, not a big article, but a little tiny thing nevertheless. And I had a printout of the thing that the food they put on. And I said, by the way, you know, this is what's in the bread. You know, make a long story short here. And they said, oh, well, it's not going to kill me today. As a matter of fact, not only am I going to get one sandwich, but I'm going to get two sandwiches. And he went and ordered two sandwiches and doubled up on bacon and everything. And then just to further throw the pot in the fire, he says, oh, I suppose you don't want me using my cell phone, too, because it's killing me. And he made a call and put it up to his ear. Oh, no, look at it. It's radiating me. People like that, you just can't get through.
Well, they're invincibly ignorant, and they wear their apathetic behavior like a shield. And they think you're weird trying to warn them. But I'll guarantee when that guy's getting chemotherapy, crawling around, you know, crapping his liver out or whatever, he's not going to be happy. And it's the people that don't care, and none of us are perfect. And, you know, if you've lost your wife or your husband, and you're depressed, you're old, and you want to go drink a bottle of Jack Daniels every night, knock yourself out and, you know, kill yourself. But the point is that these average people, but then they want to put cell towers on top of schools, and they want us to eat GMO, and they don't want us to be able to label it, and they don't. We need to be able to go into a Subway and get something that doesn't have plastic in it. They're like, well, that's their choice to put plastic in it. No, it's not. It's illegal all over the world. You know? I mean, I can't find gum that doesn't have aspartame in it. And it makes you go blind, and then we got to pay for it with the healthcare system going bankrupt. These people are idiots. So if you want to smoke cigarettes, smoke them. But don't, all the cell phones and the rest of it, great points, is I have a right to tell you it's bad. Anything else?
Yes. I forgot my train of thought, but I pretty much agree with a lot of stuff you say. But, you know, usually when I try to warn people, not only about that, but, you know, smart meters, the surveillance, the stuff, oh, I got nothing to hide type of attitude. And my last thing is, you know, I know you're pretty much not anti-police, but when I see all these videos and I hear all this, I'm at the point now when I see a cop, I just look at him in total disgust. Maybe you can point me in the right direction here, because I tell you what, I will not tolerate a checkpoint. I will not tolerate being arrested. I will fight back. Now, I know that's not the mentality you're advertising for, and I know I'm not saying that you are, but that's just how I feel. I mean, can you tell me, am I wrong in that thinking? Because I'm at the point to where I'm just not going to take it. I will not submit.
I hear you, Robert, and God bless you. Well, our forebears wouldn't put up with this, but they didn't offensively go out and look for trouble. Here's the deal. We're in a rock and a hard place here between that, because the globalists are federalizing and twisting the police and brainwashing them and slowly turning them into these mindless enforcers. Then they go out and confront the public. The public gets sick of it, and the public starts hating the police, which only drives the police more into the thick black ski mask armored vehicle line, not the thin blue line, but the thin Homeland Security foreign takeover line. That drives them into the hands of that system instead of us engaging the police. And with positive reinforcement, you know, the new magazine that's available in bulk at cost has a lot of good stories about good cops, and it has stories about bad cops. We explain why the cops are becoming bad, and there's always been problems. I mean, look, you got to have civil magistrates, you got to have some courts, you got to have some type of system for contracting. I believe in a very small government, but humans have not shown that we can live without government or laws. But we go through cycles where the police and the government always become above the law, become the law, and then you get a tyranny, then things fall apart. And that's where we're going right now. The police, on average, are not the problem. It's the government on top of it and what's happening. Most police that I run into are good people all over the country. I mean, we had idiot neighbors. When I was with my parents 2 weeks ago, I told the story like 10 times already. I think I told it 3 times. But it's just so shocking that, you know, it's a cold night out. The hot tub's on. My parents have a big pool, so we're over there. We're over there for dinner. And they're jumping in the heated pool and in the big hot tub back and forth. And they had water guns filling them up at the water hose with you know, water that was probably 50 degrees. And they were shooting it at each other, having the time of their lives, screaming and yelling in the hot tub. As you're supposed to do, get in the hot tub. You know, if you've ever been to a resort when it's snowing in Colorado and you get in the hot tub and then get out and roll in the snow, I mean, it's awesome. They weren't doing that. They were spraying each other with cold water. And they were screaming and laughing in between it and running around in the yard. And the neighbor right down at the corner, who calls the police on everybody around there constantly, I don't want to get in. I started thinking all the stuff that person's done. The point is, they call the cops, and the cops show up 45 minutes, an hour later, and by then we've gone in and eaten dinner, and we're sitting around, and bang, bang, bang. And then, what's going on? Oh, they were squirting each other water guns in the pool. Oh, okay, this looks like a fun place. All right, sorry. So you're Dr. Jones? Okay, all right, well, have a good one. But I've had my alarm go off one time when I was coming home, back when I still lived in town. And the alarm goes off. I don't get it off on time. No, what was that? I didn't get home that time. That was another time the cops came. Something was banging the windows and made one of the, a tree was banging in the wind and made the police come. So I go turn it off. The cops show up and I'm in shorts, not underwear, shorts. But I got my shirt off. I go down, and both the cops know who I am. You can tell. They're like, oh, hi. And the guy's like, all right, Alex, have a good one. And the woman goes, let me see your ID. And I'd stuck my wallet in my back pocket of the shorts knowing that. And then she looked at it with pleasure and handed it back to me, like looking for trouble. And I was just like, you just want to have power over Alex Jones. I mean, they both knew who I was, and they wanted to, you know, it was just pure bull. There was no point to even ask me for that. And they knew it. They knew who I was. And I was just like, I smiled at her. And again, it's a petty thing. It doesn't even matter. But it's like the cops trying to make the ambulance get off the road when it's a two-lane road in the country with embankments on the sides. And the ambulance is trying to pull over, you know, so it can go around and waving. So the cop pulls him over and goes, how dare you wave me around? With those hand gestures, we can see the hand gestures, just come on by. They get into town, pulls them over, yells at them for 15 minutes, and then more cops show up, and they start choking the head EMT, saying, don't resist, trying to get him to resist. Because, I mean, I couldn't imagine wanting to have the overwhelming odds, the guns, and to want to corner somebody for my ego to want to dominate them in just an act of pure power to show me that they're boss. I mean, that is the essence of tyranny, the essence of cowardice, the essence of not being an honorable person, the opposite of being a knightly person, a chivalrous person. I mean, and that's the problem with a lot of the wimps and fake tough guys that get into the military and get into policing. Because in my experience, really tough guys are not looking for trouble. And they're confident, and they know how to deal with situations and are a lot nicer. It's all these wannabe UFC-type people who really want to show everybody they can beat everybody up and shoot everybody and tase everybody that are really going to cause a civil war in this country. And once it kicks off, I mean, the reason people say, let's get some violence going here. Do you have any idea what that's going to be like, folks? Let me tell you. People start violence with me offensively and hurt my family. I mean, you know, I'm not sitting here saying I'm the meanest guy around, but let me tell you, I could tear some stuff up real bad. Real bad. A one-man wrecking crew, like right out of the movie Terminator, folks. But the whole point is that I'm wrecking crew in the info war. I'm smashing the enemy up front worldwide, head on. That's where the real power is at. And that's what everybody should do is in the info war, absolutely commit 110% every day to ram your fist upside the head of the liars. We got them down right now. It's time to kick their ribs in, stomp their head in, smash them, take them out, politically kill them. That's what we're doing. We are savagely, viciously attacking the enemy with the truth. And we're not thinking about who's winning. It's like a knife fight. We're just getting in there, staying back from their hands, and just stabbing that knife in as best we can, as hard as we can, to get it into organs. And that's what it comes down to, folks. You're not going to win a fight. So many fights, somebody punches you, gets a good look in, and then waits to see you fall over. No, that's the person that loses the fight. It's like somebody in a race who keeps looking back to see if they're going to win. Don't look back, folks. We're fighting people just like we are. They bleed red. And a lot of you that are wanting to shoot in war and wanting to go kill a bunch of people because you're tired of being pushed around, I know at a primitive level you want to do that. And I'm not saying you're a bad person. If people want to fight with you, you're ready to give them one. I get it. And unfortunately, you'll probably get a chance to do that. The problem is the globalists are going to sit offshore while all this is going on. And I'd say that to all the police and military as well. We've got the military. We've got the military. They're awake. They love freedom. They know what's going on. They know treason when they see it. We're very close to getting the police. Very close. Very close. And I just, you know, talking about killing cops is not the way to fix things. I'm just going to tell you right now. The police are the manifestation of this sick society. They're a manifestation of the moral decline. I mean, the general public is very immoral now, on average. The general public is sneaky, backstabbing, manipulative. I mean, the police are now, the problems you're seeing are a manifestation of the thug culture that is permeating and infesting everything. And so I would say this. I would prepare defensively to defend yourself and to not be taken to a forced labor camp, and that is the public plan. I'm not going to a forced labor camp, folks. It's not happening. But I'm going to work as hard as I can before that happens to do everything I can. You know, the Mel Gibson movie The Patriot is a composite of three people out of Virginia and the Carolinas, the Swamp Fox being one of them. That's actually a true story. He was a British soldier. He did everything he could to stay out of it. But, you know, they killed one of his kids, so he killed a couple hundred people himself. And you know, that's just how this works. But I'm not hoping one of my kids gets killed so I can go haywire and go kill a bunch of people. I don't want that to happen. I've got those tools as a man. I am a killer. Any real man is a killer. We're all killers. That's nothing special. It's easy to be a killer. It's hard to be a builder. It's hard to convince people to not have a war. It's hard to reach out and deprogram people about the globalist takeover. It's high-tech brainwashing. You can't be mad at most of these people that they've been brought into this system. You've got to reach out to them. And imagine, if you're really talking about being ready to kill people, you better be at the city council, you better be going into the cop shops talking to them, you better be going into the coffee shops, and not just them, the city council, the county commissioners, the state houses, talking to hundreds of people a day. And I'm not rebuking what you said, I'm saying, you've got to info war hard as you can, hoping we can avert physical war, but then ensuring our victory if it goes to that. And then committing. I mean, if you get to the point of actually thinking about it, you want to kill people, how would it go if we just randomly went out and killed somebody and be used against us and it'd be immoral and you can't just randomly pick someone who you can't prove has done something? That's what real criminals do. And I'm not saying you were implying that. You're saying somebody ever messes with you, somebody ever pushes you around, somebody ever violates you, you're going to come up on them. And I get it. I totally understand what you're saying. There's a big phenomenon all over the country of state police and others being killed. Because they'll pull over and harass old veterans Most of the old World War II veterans are dead now, but I see it every few weeks where some World War II vet being harassed at checkpoints or by cops just pulls out their rifle and starts shooting cops because the old-timers would kill people. I mean, I will tell you right now that especially someone like my dad's dad would not put up with any. And my mom's dad got pulled over in Central Texas one time by Border Patrol. Because, you know, he was driving an El Camino and wearing a cowboy hat. I guess he looked, that's what the Mexican cowboys would drive. But the point is they pulled him over, and he was mad for a month about that when they were asking for assistance. People say, well, why don't you just help the cops, work with them? The point is that's not the American system for normal people to have contact with the police, normal people to be shoved up against a wall and ask questions. What we're being trained and given is prisoner training. And that's what this comes down to. And the old World War II vets just wouldn't put up with it. Oh, they were the greatest generation, though. Well, they wouldn't live like this, and the World War II vets I know wouldn't put up with it. And they got Korean War vets killing cops, and the police know that. They watch out pulling over old men. But men soon won't be like that at all. It's just, you know, we're literally, at birth will probably start castrating us, and that'll be the end of it. I'm going to come back and take more calls. Frederico, ammo purchases post office. And we're going to talk to Gus and Jason and Damien in FEMA Region 5 and Billy. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. She was lovely, she was the queen of our hearts. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. Butchering that.
All those bitter days are past me now.
I got so much more to think about. Deadlines.
Deadlines and commitments. What to leave in.
What to leave out. All right, let's go back to your calls.
Against the wind.
Tyranny is running against the wind of history. And its time is coming, my friends. We were young and strong. We were just running against the wind. Well, old Hillary isn't young and strong. She can feel the hellfire lapping her big old booty. Let's talk to Frederico in New York. I'm sorry, folks. I'm going to stop. Frederico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today, my brother?
I'm doing all right, but just thinking about Hillary Clinton made me want to vomit. Sorry.
Yeah, me too. That's really gross.
Think about her and all her girlfriends. That's really disgusting.
Listen, people don't...
That's like Netanyahu playing golf with Hitler. Sorry, go ahead.
A lot of people don't look at their surroundings. I do a lot of work for post offices and subway restaurants and stuff like that. People do not realize the amount of postal police cars that are around them. People just notice of regular police, but there is a lot of activity of postal police in Brooklyn and Queens, the Bronx.
No, I agree. We actually got contacted by the post office, and kid who wrote the article was on Drudge, said he's updating it, but they countered us that they're expanding their police force. That's why they're buying ammo. That's the point. All these groups are expanding their police forces, buying billions of rounds of ammo. Go ahead.
Yes, and another thing, you guys have to understand another thing. According to them, there is people stealing packages and stuff from the Postal Service, their employees. They are accusing their own employees, but they are putting some tracking devices in a lot of people's packages to monitor where these packages come from. They go and come back. But the thing is this, these postal police actually are not doing any raids or nothing. They are just authoritarian thugs and they carry a gun. And they're very bad. They're, like, very crazy around here. You know, they cannot pull you over or do anything, but they do carry guns. And, you know, they I don't know why they patrol the city. They don't have anything to do around here. But people don't see this. They don't realize.
Well, every agency is expanding or trying to get armed law enforcement. It's like bling or something. It's just a sign of the authoritarian third world slide. Great points. Good to hear from you, Frederico. By the way, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a Sunday transmission. Just thought I'd add that. Jason in Florida, go ahead. You're on the air.
Sir, Alex Jones, you are an American hero.
No, I'm not. Go ahead.
I missed you by just a few hours at the Dallas Fed in 2012, and I gave them cops hell, though. But
what's going on with Joe Rogan? I see that on the screen.
Yeah, two questions for you. I was wondering if I listened to Joe Rogan's podcast pretty religiously, and I'll tell you, about 80% of the time, he mentions you. And I was just wondering if you're going to be on that anytime soon.
Yeah, no, his show is a mega popular international sensation with millions and millions of listeners every time he does it and viewers. And Joe is, quite frankly, irritated. He's right. I've been promising to come out there for like 4 years and go on his show, and I want to. I've known Joe since like 98. We're really good friends. And he's really a sweetheart and always plugs the show, and he's a good guy. And I want to go on his show very, very badly.
I hope you do, man. It'll be a big show. And then one more question. I was wondering if you agreed or disagreed with Webster Tarpley's analysis of the Snowden-Greenwald deal. He's calling it a limited hangout operation.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. And I don't agree with Webster on the turn of events, the pro-Obama stuff and Hillary stuff. I mean, he's a big Hillary Clinton supporter. Webster, I just don't buy into a lot of stuff that old Webster has to say. But he is a character. I like him as a person.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation
formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.